Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. This is your host, Adam Paulus, with a broken ceiling fan. The chain came off in my hand last night. I don't pull the thing particularly hard. It just kind of came right off. And I tried reassembling it this morning. I've never done this before, of course. So I pop it open, I take out the switch, and I'm like, well, it broke off in the switch. I can just put the thing on there. And when I open it up, the thing springs out, and there's no way I'm getting those parts back in there. So where was I? Movies. Yes, I got to go out and get a new Switch, probably at lunch, so I can break that one and then install this. But first, let's talk about movies. Last week at the box office, Green Lantern was number one with $53.2 million. Super 8, number two with $21.5 million. Mr. Popper's Penguins, $18.4 million at number three. X-Men First Class, number four, $11.9 million. And The Hangover Part Two, $10.1 million. This week, your new movies are Cars 2 and Bad Teacher with Conan O'Brien, Can't Stop, and others in limited release. Cars 2's got terrible ratings. Real bad. Rotten Tomatoes hates it. In the news, Warner Brothers showed off a brief sizzle showing the Bruce Timm design, Green Lantern animated series designs. It's a 3D CG show that seems to have a lot in common with Batman the Animated Series visually. Exciting. A few years ago, somebody approached Robert Smigel to pen a comedic adaptation of the Green Lantern to star Jack Black, and now there's an interview about it on Vanity Fair's website. Just search Vanity Fair, Jack Black, Green Lantern, I'm sure you'll get it. Jim Shooter of Marvel Comics fame posted to his own site, jimshooter.com, a two-part secret origin of the Transformers story, which had a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff on where the characters' names came from, who took credit, and just what a mess Marvel was in the 1980s. Ron Howard is doing a spy versus spy movie based on the Mad Magazine strip. An Iron Man 3 movie has been confirmed for 2013, and even more interesting, Don Cheadle told Collider there are talks of a possible War Machine spinoff. J.K. Rowling launched a new site called Pottermore, which has little to do with new Harry Potter, but a lot to do with digital ebook distribution of existing material with some sort of annotations. Numerous reports are going around that Jamie Foxx is likely to be the lead in Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained. Most other choices have been cast in other films, so unless he's got other people he's talking to, there you go. This week we lost Ryan Dunn of Jackass fame and Wildman Fisher of music fame. You've probably never heard of Wildman Fisher. I do suggest hearing his song, I'm a Christmas Tree, if you ever have the chance, or have children. It's funny. Marvel confirmed there will be no Marvel Movie Comic-Con panel in Hall H this year in San Diego. Another new, vaguely spoilery Rise of the Planet of the Apes trailer was posted this week. I say vaguely spoilery because to me it's like, oh, this is what the movie's about. And other people are like, no, don't tell me. And, you know, whatever. It gives away a little bit more as to what's going on, which is kind of nice to know sometimes. But it looks good, and there's apes, and they're throwing stuff, so check it out. Also, the new Weird Al album, Alpocalypse, came out this week in two versions. A cheaper CD version and a more expensive CD plus DVD version, which has music videos of almost all of the various songs, which have been online for a couple of years, so you've seen a lot of them, probably. But they're there if you want them. On sale at Entertainment Earth. DC Direct. Buy any DC Direct item and get a second of equal or lesser value for 40% off. Take your pick of all pre-orders and in-stock items. This includes Mass Effect, God of War, StarCraft, Warcraft, Batman, Superman, Justice League, Green Lantern, and a lot of stuff. So go to our website, sale.entertainmentearth.com, see what's on sale, and save. Save now, because the sale ends Tuesday! In the toy news, not a big week for toy news, Transformers fans can find talking or otherwise electronic toys at Burger King in the USA, while Singapore has toys at KFC, and I believe Japan has McDonald's. I picked up an Optimus Prime myself, and I have it right here with me, and I'm going to switch him on. It's a big-headed figure with a little button and a sound chip, and it's pretty cool. I think I just turned it off. Hold on, let me turn it on again. I'm going to assume you heard that. It says Autobots roll out in Peter Cullen's voice. Also new, what do we have? Transformers Cyberverse Legion Wave 3 hit with Black Bumblebee, Flak, Starscream, and Roadbuster. We have the case in stock as of me recording this. The previously unreleased G.I. Joe mail-in edition of the Pursuit of Cobra Cobra Commander figure is being sold at the G.I. Joe Collectors Club as an exclusive of sorts. It's, you know, really exclusive if you're not a member because they're going to charge you to be a member with it. It's between $20 and $60 depending on your membership status. New Doctor Who items announced slash added this week include more character building figures, which is the Lego-like line. There's a Cyberman 5-pack and a Dalek 5-pack for army building purposes, and they are compatible with your Lego sets, or Creo, or whatever it is you have. A flesh goo pod is coming for your figure line, as is a Matt Smith Signature Edition statue at a surprisingly low price of about $88. That's about it for this week. I need to finish up recording my podcast and get some other stuff in order so I can go to the Home Despot to get a replacement switch for my fan that I'm going to try to install. I am in an apartment doing my recording in my home studio, but the way I see it, when you're in an apartment, you get a special opportunity to experiment with somebody else's property when it comes to home repair, so you can learn how to do things later. There's no really better way to learn. It's like training wheels, you know? It's not mine. I can screw with your ceiling fan all day long. Anyway, I don't recommend doing that. We don't advocate that kind of activity on the Entertainment Earth podcast. I just happen to do it. Anyway, thanks for following me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth or Adam16Bit. EntEarth, you're going to hear about all the great promotions at Entertainment Earth, sales, new product editions, new pictures, first chance at pre-orders, because pre-orders are first come, first served for you retail guys, so you might want to do that. Anyway, thanks for listening. See you next week. Have a happy July 4th holiday if you don't download the July 4th podcast in time, and see you in the next episode.